Excuse me, January 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Allen. High clouds today with mild temperatures, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Petaluma residents and business owners found destruction Wednesday morning around downtown after rocks and other objects were used to shatter windows. At least 10 locations were hit starting around 5 a.m. and running most of the morning along Petaluma Boulevard North and nearby streets. Video surveillance provided a suspect, 36-year-old Jeffrey Berg, who police were familiar with. He was located and arrested near Trestle Bridge. Old Adobe School in Sonoma will not have to close after all, thanks to the generosity of several community members. The school needed to raise around $40,000 by today, or it would be forced to shut down. Now, that will not have to happen. Thanks to a GoFundMe page and a generous anonymous donor, they have enough to continue. Also, donors Turk and Diane Bond are matching the first $10,000 that was donated, according to the Press Democrat. Four more suspects have been arrested related to the attempted murder near Bellevue Ranch Park when a group of teens stabbed a bicycle rider on January 11th. Two 15-year-olds, a 17-year-old, and one 18-year-old, Anthony Hernandez, were all taken into custody. Police say those four and the original six juveniles arrested all have gang ties. The victim was assisted by witnesses before being transported to the hospital. A man and his mother were walking on Pine Flat Road in the mountains of Sonoma County on January 6th when they were ambushed by a mountain lion. In an unusual move, the big cat actually lunged at them. That's when the man yelled and waved his arms, scaring the cat off back into the bushes. He was able to capture the cat on video watching them after the incident and posted it to Instagram. The two, who did not want to be named, were able to walk away safely. Another insurance provider has announced they will no longer write homeowners insurance policies in the state of California as of February 1st. The Hartford will continue to service existing policies and write business and auto insurance, but no new home policies. It's now the seventh company to quit California. The Hartford is also the only home insurance provider for AARP customers, so the move could impact 55 and over California residents disproportionately. Christian McCaffrey is selling his home in Charlotte, North Carolina, which he purchased in 2017 for $7.5 million. The 12,000-square-foot home with pool, movie theater, two gyms, six bedrooms, sits on 9 acres on the shore of Lake Norman. He says he really does not want to sell it, but he's now in California with the 49ers and all in on living here. The house could be yours for a cool $12.5 million. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
It's 2024 and interest rates are still high, almost everywhere. But you can still be happy. Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa is hosting a special 0% 2024 kickoff event right now. You don't have to pay a penny to the bank for the next 60 months. We have 0% APR financing on the new 2023 Kia EV6 and Niro EV. The savings are absolutely crazy, and we're just getting started. Kia shoppers, Jim Bone has the 2024 EV6 for $359 a month with just $49.99 due. Or, with just $27.99 due, drive the 2024 Kia Forte for only $219 a month. And for 2024, the absolutely incredible all-new electric SUV, the Kia EV9, is ready to reserve. Do that now and pay no dealer markup whatsoever. But you've got to get here now. These offers end January 31st. We'll see you today at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. We're one block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue.
The Y is celebrating 70 years this month, so all month long, the join fee will be just $19.54. Since 1954, the Sonoma County Family YMCA has nurtured the potential of youth and teens, improved the community's health and well-being, and provided opportunities to give back and support neighbors. The Y believes everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, should have the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Join today online at scfymca.org.
With Discover Card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, the Warriors lost at the Kings 134-133 when Steph Curry lost the ball in the final seconds of the game. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with mild temperatures today, low 60s. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance for some sprinkles, not much. Overnight lows in the upper 40s tomorrow, just a slight chance of a shower early, then mainly cloudy and warm with mid-60s, mostly sunny and warmer with 70s on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A Seattle man who police say has been stalking and harassing Taylor Swift has been ordered held without bail after he was arrested multiple times in recent days in front of the pop star's home in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood. David Crow was arraigned Thursday in Manhattan criminal court on misdemeanor charge of second-degree criminal contempt. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Get so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall, and if they laugh then more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you can take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel sitting up there, feeling so high but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up. Took yours and made them mine. I didn't notice cause my love was blind. Said I'd catch you if you fall, and if they laughed at more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel sitting up there, feeling so high but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up.
Welcome to your finally Friday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:43, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa. Weather-wise, mostly cloudy skies today. Temperatures heading into the low 60s around Sonoma County. And right now, it's showing a dry weekend. The next possible rainfall midweek, next Tuesday through Thursday. But looking good for all your weekend plans this weekend.
Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring at a sun that she just can't touch. If any dummy's in the jam, she'll be by his side, but he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. But all the praying just ain't helping at all, cause he can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gutter. Listen to me.
Floating in the air, being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe. Nothing left to prove, baby, all we need is just to be. feel you breathe. As all the walls come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now.
KZST, happy Friday to you. It is January 26th, 5:50, 53 degrees in Santa Rosa. And yay, we made it to Friday.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected. Now, when you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung A15 for free or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store. That's a free Samsung A15 or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. Only at a Boost Mobile near you. Requires port-in auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, a big football game this weekend. The 49ers and Lions match up to see who will be in the Super Bowl. And I want to pass along some local hotspots to watch the game. They are gearing up. The game is Sunday afternoon. Check out Epicenter and Flagship Tavern in Santa Rosa, McNear's in Petaluma, and in Sonoma, Steiner's Tavern, which boasts 16 TVs and all that pub grub.
I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Midnights become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've ghosted stand there in the room. I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis. I feel this all this time.
narcissism, like disguises, altruism, like some kind of consciousness. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning.
Everybody agrees.
It's me.
Thank you.
Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:59. I'm Brent Allen. Bear with me this morning as we fight through a scratchy throat. Cloudy skies for today. Possible sprinkles for tonight. Currently mild. We're sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety has a mystery on their hands. Thursday night, it received a call from a person who said they heard what sounded like a gunshot and saw a man lying on the ground in the parking lot of a shopping center on Golf Course Drive. First responders found the man already deceased from a single gunshot wound to the chest. His identity has not yet been released. Anyone with information on the shooting should contact the Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety. Power was knocked out to Cottingtown for about 2,900 other customers on Wednesday afternoon, about 2 p.m., when a squirrel got caught in overhead.